Although the idea of Carbonus might seem incredibly foreign and strange to us, it's something we need to appreciate because it is absolutely part of what it means to be a Jew, even if we don't have the ability to fulfill it nowadays. Rav Shimshon Farhash has incredible insights that make the symbolism of these Carbonus come to life, bringing relevance to things that we might think are actually totally obscure. The first parasha that we're going to look at is the parasha of the Talmud. This is something that was offered up every morning and every evening. The first sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning was the Talmud Shel Shachar, the lamb, 1 year old, that was offered up first thing in the morning, and a similar lamb last thing in the afternoon. Parasha tells us, Hashem spoke to Moshe, command the Bnei Yisrael and say to them, my offering to be brought near is my fire offering. The expression of compliance with my will you shall observe, bring it to me in the appointed time of assembly. Also say to them, this is the fire offering which you shall bring near to Hashem. Lambs, 1 year old, perfect, two each day, a perpetual elevation offering. The lamb you shall offer, one in the morning, and the second one you shall offer in the evening. What comes with it? 10th part of an ephah, fine flour, that's an allegiance gift. It's thoroughly mixed with a quarter of a hin of pressed out oil. This is a perpetual elevation offering, which was brought on Har Sinai, an expression of compliance, a fire offering to Hashem. What comes with that? A libation of quarter of a hin for one lamb, strong drink to be poured to Hashem in the sanctuary. This is the carbon talmud. It's in Parshas Pinchas. Says Rav Hash, through this Korban Talmud, morning and evening, we, Klal Yisrael, come to Hashem as a lamb before Him, our shepherd, both as a group of individuals and as a nation. Through the act of sacrifice, Klal Yisrael expresses the dedication of its personality, that's the blood, the dam, to the quest for the lofty pinnacle of its destiny. So the blood is going to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And by inference, the consecration of all of our organs of perception, willpower, and achievement, those are the Evarim, the organs, as a nourishment for the purifying, illuminating, and life-giving force, the life-giving fire of the divine law, to find favor in His eyes. That's what the pasuk means when it says Lechem Yishayreach Nichoach Hashem. At the same time, all of Klal Yisrael's wealth and our sustenance, that's the oil and the fine flour, how are we meant to view that? This is divine bounty. We have to dedicate it to Hashem in forms of an allegiance gift, that's a mincha. We attain the supreme enjoyment of blessed delight, that's the yayin, the wine, only in the sanctuary of Hashem. We're taking our abundance, we're taking our material goodness, we are dedicating it, we are sacrificing it, we are offering it to come close to Hashem. Yes, these were very real offerings, but the symbolism, the metaphor, is absolutely crucial, it's vital. It gives us such a message, who we are, where we're going, what we're meant to strive for and dedicate our lives to.